RTE Pulse.
The Cosmo with Scott the Butler. Radio for Ireland's gay and lesbian community.
You're listening to The Cosmo with myself, Scott the Butler, here on RTE Pulse. Now, picture this, right? While confronting his unfaithful boyfriend, Dusty blacks out. Very awkward moment indeed. But when he comes to, his boyfriend was murdered and he is the prime suspect. That is the main storyline behind Kiss Me, Kill Me. It's an Alfred Hitchcock / Agatha Christie style whodunit movie set in West Hollywood. One place that I have to admit I would absolutely love to see. But hopefully if I go, there's not going to be any murders around me. However, that being said, I'm delighted to be joined on the phone from Los Angeles by David Michael Barrett. David, you're very welcome along to the show.
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Not too bad. Good to have you back on the show. Now, tell me a bit about Kiss Me, Kill Me. I was having a look at the trailer, and I have to admit, I cannot wait to see this in action. But of course, baby steps first. We are in the middle of the Kickstarter campaign, but tell us a bit about the movie first.
Right. So, we just launched our Kickstarter campaign. The movie it's a very sort of traditional murder mystery, like one of those old great Alfred Hitchcock movies or Agatha Christie murder mysteries. And I'm the screenwriter. I wrote the script, and I connected with this really fantastic filmmaker named Casper Andreas, who's done 6 gay indie features that have played in film festivals all over the world. He's probably best known for a movie called Going Down in La La Land, from about a year or two ago. And he's a great guy, and we've known each other for a while. We've become friends too. And I wrote the script. I slipped it to him. He read it, and he just went nuts for it. He's like, "This has to be my next movie." And so we like developed the script for a while. And we both, it turns out, we both really loved these old murder mysteries. And
excellent.
We thought, well, there's never been a sort of a contemporary modern gay take on this. Like it's sort of, the fact that the characters are gay is totally irrelevant to the whole movie. It's just, it's like a traditional murder mystery, except it's just with gay characters.
All right, well, that's, in my view, the best way to have it. Now, the cast that's involved with this movie is spectacular, I have to admit. Gail Harold, he would be best known from the American version of Queer as Folk. Van Hanses as well from As the World Turns, and he's also known from the web series Eastsiders as well. Tell us about the rest of the cast as well.
We're thrilled to be working with Gail Harold. I mean, he's amazing.
Mm.
And he was the star of Queer as Folk. He played Brian Kinney in the U.S. version. And he's sort of iconic, at least over here. I'm sure he probably is over there as well. And when he came on board, it was just like a real huge, exciting part for putting the whole movie together. And then we got Van Hanses, who was the first gay out actor to play a gay character on a daytime soap opera.
Wow.
And he was on As the World Turns. He was nominated for 3 Emmys. He's an amazing guy, and he's going to be the star of the movie. And he's also known for the Logo series, Logo, the gay television cable network in the U.S., series Eastsiders. So he's just a great guy and really talented, and we're really thrilled to be working with him.
And as well as that, you have one other major star that many Irish people may know, Willem, as well, from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes, Willem. Willem is hilarious, and Willem's going to be our femme fatale. So,
right.
Willem is, yes, because, you know, we're doing like sort of a modern film noir, so what would a film noir be without a drag queen as a femme fatale?
Well, that's definitely one character I can't wait to see on the screen. Now, there's obviously fantastic other actors and actresses involved,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, we have Matthew. So Casper's movie Going Down in La La Land was a fantastic film. And we have two of his the two leads of that movie, Matthew Ludowinski, who, by the way, is super crazy hot. If you don't know what he looks like, and you're listening to me right now, Google Matthew Ludowinski, and you will be very impressed. He's also happens to be like the nicest guy, the greatest guy. So him and the hilarious Allison Lane, who are the two stars of Going Down in La La Land, are reuniting with our director, Casper Andreas, to do this new movie, Kiss Me, Kill Me.
Excellent. All right. Now, there's a bunch of other fantastic actors as well that we would be literally here until the end of the show to be talking about, because they're all fantastic in their own right. But for much more of that, you can check out the website, which we'll mention in a while. obviously you're expecting, or you're not expecting, but you're hoping for people to contribute as much as possible. So tell us a bit more about the Kickstarter campaign.
Well, we launched the Kickstarter campaign. By the way, the movie's called Kiss Me, Kill Me. And, you know, just Google Kickstarter, Kiss Me, Kill Me, you'll find it. We launched it a little more than a week ago. The campaign only lasts for 30 days. We're a week into it, so we only have 21 days left to go. And we just yesterday just reached a third of our funding. So I think right now we're just a couple dollars away from $34,000, which is a third of the way there. So we still have a long way to go. And the way that the Kickstarter works, if we don't get to our goal, which is $100,000, then we don't get anything. We don't get any of this money at all. So we really need, we really need as much support as we can get. And this, the really kind of sad truth about LGBT cinema these days is that there's not a lot of money out there for gay movies, but there is a lot of desire for people to see gay stories, sort of more than ever, in fact. And so what that means is we as the gay community have to really rally around our creative people. And I, as a member of the creative community in Hollywood and Los Angeles and the gay community, I have always supported all my friends that are trying to put these movies together. And it's just a real challenge, but it's also just really kind of amazing to see this people donating from all over the world. And by the way, we're giving these amazing perks for donations. We're not just expecting people to just sort of hand us money. We're giving them stuff in return, like you can get a DVD or a digital download. You can even get, if you want to fly to Los Angeles, you can have a speaking part in the movie. There's somebody who actually did this from Germany yesterday.
Wow.
She paid for this perk, and she's this amazing woman who I emailed her afterward, and she's going to actually fly to Hollywood for her. Now, we're giving it just a couple lines of dialogue, but you get to actually be in the movie, which, how cool is that? And you get your own IMDb page, and you get this on-screen film credit. So we're giving away lots of, like, DVDs and signed autographs and video greeting. You can get a video greeting, a personalized video greeting from Gail Harold himself from Queer as Folk. That would be really fun for some people. If you go to the page, you can check out the perks and see what we're giving away.
But it is fantastic that, you know, you're giving away so much, and obviously it's all for a very, very good cause. And that is one of the really interesting points that you've actually made about LGBT cinema, that there is the demand, but for some reason the financing isn't as easy to get as, say, you know, some other minority film, whether it's minority language or indeed anything else. But it's an interesting little aspect that we should probably approach at another point, but let's focus on this particular movie, Kiss Me, Kill Me. For people who want to donate, where do they go?
They go to, they can just go to Google and type in Kickstarter and Kiss Me, Kill Me, and the webpage will definitely show up.
Excellent. All right. Well, listen, David Michael Barrett, thank you so, so much for coming on to the show tonight. Best of luck with it. As you said yourself, you're a third of the way there, and every dollar and indeed every euro or pound or anything else will help.
And can I just say one more thing? By the way, support for the film isn't just limited to money. If you could find it and you can't afford to donate, if you could post about it or tweet about it, that helps so much, because really, these campaigns are all about getting the word out. So thank you very much. Thank you so much, Scott. It's always great talking to you.
Absolutely. Well, exact same to you as well, David. Hopefully we'll hear from you soon. And once you do reach that target, no doubt you will, then we will hopefully be talking to you very, very soon. All right?
Thank you.
This is RTE Pulse.
You're listening to The Cosmo with myself, Scott the Butler, here on RTE Pulse. Now, we always love listening to the best and the freshest and the most new music here on RTE Pulse, and finding out from the odd LGBT ally and friend, and even LGBT musicians as well. Tonight on the show, I'm delighted to say I have a wonderful, wonderful new musician from the United States. Her single, March, is so catchy. I have to admit, once you hear it, you will absolutely love it and you'll be downloading it. I'm also delighted to say that I have her on the phone from the US at the moment. Jane Ava, you're very welcome along.
Hi, I'm so excited.
I'm just as excited. Thank you so much for coming on to the show tonight.
Of course.
Listen, for those people who are listening in tonight and haven't heard of you at all, and that's understandable, you're based in the US, in California, I believe?
Yeah, I live in Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles. Okay, so for our Irish listeners, might not have heard of you, but for those who are already interested or as excited as I am anyway, tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Jane Ava, and I actually am from Canada.
Ah.
Yeah, so I grew up in Alberta, in a small old town called St. Albert. And I moved to Los Angeles about 5 years ago to pursue this hardcore, you know, and the hardest place to pursue it, of course. But I had to come and do it, you know?
Los Angeles seems to be one of those places that you go to if you are serious about music.
Yeah, because it's impossible. It's very hard, but I'm so happy about it, and I had to get out for the weather alone. Canada, so it's freezing.
Well, considering the very wet and cold weather we're having in Ireland at the moment, I completely understand, and I'm a tiny bit jealous. But so for the type of music that you sing and you produce, you know, tell us about that. What's the type of style that you really get into?
Well, I have a really strong musical theater background. I grew up doing musical theater. I thought that was what I was going to do forever. So when I started becoming more of a contemporary singer-songwriter, that still stuck with me. So I would describe it as electronic pop, but with theater influences. So it's really emotional. There's storylines. It's dynamic. Not your average bubblegum pop, you know?
Okay. A bit dramatic, a bit theatrical?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Not bad. And of course, we're going to be listening to the single March later on the show tonight. So people will be able to get a firsthand and Irish exclusive listen to the single. One of the things that you're really passionate as well, for, I believe, is LGBT rights. Tell us a bit more about this. How do the two kind of mix in terms of your music and your passion for this?
It just came naturally. I have tons and tons of friends in the LGBT community, doing the arts my whole entire life. I was just surrounded by all sorts of people, everyone. So it just was a natural thing. Mm. And I grew up in a very open family where it wasn't talked about because it didn't need to be. It seems ridiculous that certain people can say who you should love or whatever. I just grew up in a very open environment.
Hmm. And do you think that was because of, you know, being raised in Canada? You know, it has a very liberal reputation. You've had equal marriage for quite some time, and only now you're beginning to see it take place in the US and also in Europe. You know, so is Canadian society just that little bit more progressive in comparison to maybe parts of the US?
I'm going to say yes, because where I grew up, and I went to school in Toronto, which the community, it's huge there. You don't see, it's more natural. It's just, I don't know, it's everywhere. It is a bit more open than the States. I don't want to put the States on blast.
Yeah, of course.
You know, I wasn't surrounded by hate or anything for anyone, race, sexuality, anything, you know?
Yeah, okay, not bad. So tell us a bit more about, you know, your upcoming music projects anyway, because obviously March is seriously addictive. I was listening to it last week and it's just something that just stays and stays in your head. You know, but obviously that's not the only thing that you're going to be working on.
No, I'm going to release a full EP soon, which March is off of. March is the title track. My EP is actually called March.
Okay.
So that should be coming out soon. I just was in Canada with a brilliant boy band called Finale that I'm hoping to tour with in the new year. And we filmed a huge concert video in Canada. So I'm working on a tour coming up. Just lots going on.
All right. Okay. So you seem to be a very busy lady.
I try to be.
Understandable.
I try. Okay.
So for anyone who, like I said, we're going to be playing March in just a few seconds' time. But for anyone who wants to find out a little bit more about you, where can they go?
They can go to my website, which is www.jayneava.com, or Twitter, which is @jayneaye. I mean, my Facebook fan page is under Jane Ava. Just look up Jane Ava.
Cool. All right. Okay. Well, listen, we are going to give March a Irish exclusive here on the Cosmo on RT Pulse. Jane Ava, it's been an absolute pleasure to speak with you tonight. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us, and hopefully hear from you soon.
Thank you so much.